This John Guard TV ad is wrong.
It's a message that's been hard to miss for viewers in the Green Bay television market. One of a legion of political ads attacking Republican John Guard. This one features two former TV news personalities, including Jay Johnson, who won his own race for the 8th District 10 years ago.
You just can't believe what John Guard says.
You can say that again.
Okay. You just can't believe what John Guard says.
My name is Steve Kagan, and I approve this message.
Steve Kagan is running as a Democrat for the 8th District. He's taken his own share of abuse from the Guard camp.
Recently, Steve Kagan said nonviolent criminals don't belong in jail. That means drug dealers and child pornographers would get amnesty.
Spending in the seat for Congress has set a new record in excess of $3.2 million. The National Democratic and Republican parties have each dumped more than $400,000 into the race, and that's just through the end of September. Republican ads repeatedly taunt Kagan by calling him Dr. Millionaire. Kagan is an allergist from Appleton. He's never held elected office, but says he's ready to go to Washington.
I've also had great training that prepares me for Congress. My first job was a playground leader.
Kagan's background is just one of many differences between him and John Guard, who spent 20 years in the state assembly representing the Peshtigo-Marinette area. In 2003, he became assembly leader. Kagan and Guard have met in a series of debates this fall, like one last week at UW Green Bay. The two disagreed on almost every issue, from tax cuts to the war in Iraq. John Guard says the U.S. has made mistakes in Iraq, but he says setting a timetable for withdrawal would be a mistake.
There are two choices, winning or cutting and running. I don't think there's a lot of room in the middle.
He's in favor of the Bush administration's anti-terrorism policies, even if they mean suspending certain civil liberties.
Throughout this nation's history, we have consistently modified our laws to meet the emerging threat. We did it with organized crime in the early 1900s, and we need to do it now in the war on terror. My highest responsibility as your member of Congress is to make sure that when your son or daughter, mother, father, grandmother, grandfather get on an airplane, they are safe. I'm not going to tackle them on an airplane. I'm going to make sure they don't get there in the first place.
Democrat Steve Kagan says he supports U.S. troops, but not the Iraq war policy. He says the war is based on Bush administration lies.
And there is a clear difference in this race between John and myself. With John on Iraq, you'll get more of the same. No plans, a losing strategy, and no end in sight.
Kagan says the U.S. should implement all the recommendations made by the 9/11 Commission, secure the nation's borders, and work with the U.N. to reduce the threat of nuclear weapons. And Kagan says he entered the race because many of the patients he treats have trouble finding affordable health care.
President Bush has failed miserably. He hasn't provided my patients or anyone in the country with access to affordable care. So I disagree with him on health care, first of all. Secondly, as a fiscally conservative, I am appalled by the amount of money he's spending. He took a $5.6 trillion surplus and spent every penny of it.
Voters in the 8th District do have a choice of very different candidates this fall, according to UW Green Bay political scientist Terry Johnson. Like many competitive seats around the country this year, national issues are trickling down. The war in Iraq, Washington scandals, and the president's low approval ratings are coming into play.
It's huge. All of it's huge. I think that the anti-sentiments or the anti-incumbent sentiments that are out there right now are what's dictating this election. And even your Republicans out there are saying, I want to change, and I know the only way I'm going to get it is if I vote for a Democrat.
The 8th District has routinely sent Republicans to Congress, but a Democrat did win the last time it was open, in 1996. A poll out this week puts the race in a dead heat. The St. Norbert Survey Center found 43% of voters going for Kagan and another 43% opting for Guard. 10% of voters say they're still undecided, and they're the ones the campaigns will now focus on. Johnson says one time-tested way to reach people who haven't been paying much attention up to now is by running negative ads on TV.
This is just as negative as any other race is in any other year. I think that in this area we're feeling it more because this 8th congressional seat is so contested. It's such a hot one, and there's so much money being poured into this district from both national parties.
The parties have spent so much money because the district is one of only 15 Democrats need to take control of the House of Representatives. So turning on the TV to see a picture of John Guard's nose growing is par for the course.
I didn't send out a Pinocchio ad and call that positive. The fact of the matter is there are a series of differences between me and my opponent. I believe I've stuck to the issues. I didn't ask a non-American citizen, former weatherman, to go on the television and say you can't believe anything John Gard says and say that's a positive campaign.
Steve Kagan has his own theory on why the race has been negative from the start.
I don't believe they can stand on their own record. They failed to secure our borders. They failed to defeat a third world nation in Iraq. We're in a quagmire. There are consequences to failed leadership, and they're going negative because it works.
In the final days of campaigning, both Gard and Kagan are expected to focus on undecided voters. Also, the parties must make sure their constituents actually go to the polls. Republicans run the risk of having disenchanted voters stay home. Democrats fear their ranks may become overconfident and not bother to vote because they think the race is sewn up. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.